Jeremy Durham is no longer a state representative. The Franklin Republican was expelled on Tuesday by the Tennessee House of Representatives. The move capped a dramatic morning in which Durham addressed the chamber for a final time. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Durham said he wouldn't show up unless he had a chance to confront his accusers and present exculpatory evidence. Neither happened. But Durham nevertheless gave a 10-minute speech and took questions from some lawmakers. Durham dodged accusations of sexual harassment, claimed he was being railroaded, and held aloft an ominous black binder.
I assure you, you do not want me releasing some of the things that are in this binder. I'm not going to do that to this body.
70 lawmakers voted to expel Durham, just 4 more than the minimum number required. The margin was not as wide as GOP leaders had initially hoped. Shortly before the vote, House Speaker Beth Harwell acknowledged in a meeting with Republicans that other members had reason to fear Durham. And Harwell later explained she didn't just mean politically.
I wish him the best, and I think just as you would have a physical ailment, I think there's a mental ailment here that he needs to receive some help, and I hope he does. I sincerely do.
Durham wasn't present for the final vote. He slipped out of the Capitol beforehand, declining comment. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.